The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, how about that James Harden last night? That was a lot of fun. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Does it feel like Friday? Because the all week's been screwed up.
It feels like Friday because I don't want to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess it does feel like a Friday then, which it's just been a weird week because we only did like a half show on Monday, then you get a day off, and then Wednesday felt like a Monday, and then Thursday felt like a Tuesday. So today, hopefully, we'll feel like a Friday, and we'll have some fun with it.
All right.
What's going on?
Sports, stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
So you did a little free overtime today.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a team player. No one can ever deny that, right?
No, there's one thing that I will never criticize you or Jong or even myself for, and that's work ethic around here. You know, that
the rest of these guys bums, but
yeah, some of them are. Yeah, we do put in some effort into this, and you know that's good. That helps our lead in, helps their ratings.
I don't know if that's true.
I think it is.
People might really like Joel.
Well, I'm sure they do, but he's not here today.
There might be people who like Joel who don't like me, believe it or not.
I'm sure there's a few, yeah. But I may
have turned some people out.
White Magic is one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's one. Yeah.
You don't like me.
Interesting. So.
I forget why he doesn't like me, but he doesn't like me.
Well, he wouldn't fight you.
Well, he wanted to.
Yeah, he did threaten you.
But then he didn't. It would have ended poorly for me anyway.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody named White Magic.
I don't know how to fight.
But.
Hey, did you see the big news? Breaking news. Sports Radio 610 has a new program director. Who's going to get fired from that place? Which hosts? Tell me right now.
I don't think any.
You? So you're thinking they're bringing in a new program director and they're just going to, that guy's just going to go, you know what? I like this lineup.
There'll be some shuffling, but who are you going to get rid of that is bad at the station and doesn't bring any money?
I don't know.
I can think of maybe one or two people. That's it.
At some point, they got to move on from Rich Lord, Fred's boy.
Apparently makes a boatload of money.
Is that true, Fred? I know you guys have dinner once a week.
No, I have not spoken to that guy in probably 8 years. I have no idea. But, yeah, I would have probably done something if I were them. I mean, your Texans go 9-0, and your station really hasn't been great all year. And I mean, I think they have some good people over there. And then they've got some dead weight, but doesn't everybody?
I mean, we
don't have any dead weight.
No, none. None here.
No. I mean, with some weight.
But Armin Williams is the new program director.
Armin.
He came here from Denver, Texas Tech guy. I think he worked in Dallas before that. So
did he just leave Denver?
Just left Denver.
Did Tepper usurp him?
No, he was working at a different station than Tepper. So he was competing with Tepper.
So maybe Tepper chased him off.
And now he's coming here to compete with us.
Because we know Tepper's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, welcome.
Good luck, Armin.
Look forward to the competition.
Yep.
Always do. Speaking of competition, I'm watching this. This is the big game between U.S. and Russia. And the good guys are winning 1-0.
Okay.
So,
do they say nil in hockey?
No, they do not.
Okay.
But there's only one goal so far. Man, I'm sure you watched it because your Warriors were playing. But
I actually didn't watch that game last night. Yeah, because I went to watch Aquaman.
Oh, how was that?
It was fine.
Yeah, fine. Where would you put it in the DC rankings?
Going back to how far?
Well,
since the end of the Nolan Batman era?
Yeah, because we can't count those because those are just so much better than everything else they've ever done.
I think they're all about the same. They're all kind of okay. Like, I thought Batman vs. Superman was above par for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that Justice League was above par for them.
Yeah, I would agree with both of those.
I think, and Suicide Squad I thought was below par for them. That was not good. I feel like it's kind of on the level with Wonder Woman or that Superman movie, Man of Steel, I guess.
Man of Steel, which, I thought was a little underrated. I mean, none of them are like holy bleep movies.
Like Jong said, it's cool to look at. I mean, it's got a lot of cool colors, but the story's super predictable. And everything that Aquaman does, it's like really easy. And I feel like... Jong, am I crazy, but does Aquaman have more powers now than he did? I mean, he's essentially Superman.
I mean, underwater, he's just not just as strong, but he's a lot stronger than he is above water.
Okay, because...
I mean, underwater with that trident, he's essentially is Superman.
Because, the spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Aquaman... So, one of the early scenes where the pirates are taking the submarine... And Aquaman gets on the sub and starts to beat everybody up. Like, the guy tries to stab Aquaman, and he can't stab through his skin. He's not underwater. He doesn't have the magic trident. Aquaman's just like it's like he's wearing an Iron Man suit. Give me a break. Aquaman's not that powerful of a superhero, especially out of the water.
I mean, above water, he isn't as powerful, but he still is.
But he was impenetrable. Come on, Jong.
He didn't get penetrated?
No penetration.
Interesting.
I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like when they make superheroes too powerful, except for Superman, because he's got all the powers.
Right.
But even then, that's why I never really liked Superman. Because, I mean, the result was always going to be the same. Superman's too powerful. Bad guy's going to come with some kind of kryptonite. Superman's going to fight his way out of it. It's like a Hulk Hogan wrestling match.
Yeah.
Like, Hulk Hogan's going to get beat up, and then... he's gonna almost be out of it in like a headlock or a sleeper hold, and then that third time his arm's gonna start pumping and he's gonna start shaking his head, and then he's gonna leg drop you and win. That like every Hulk Hogan match in the 80s was the same. That's what every Superman movie is. And I don't like it when Aquaman is Superman, because he's Aquaman. He's like a third tier superhero. Also, Jason Momoa is not a very good actor. I mean, let's face it. But
women love him. So that's all that really matters. I mean, you just trot him out there and they look at his muscles.
They could, I mean, Don't get me wrong. They could have. He's a good looking dude, but they could have trimmed up his beard a little bit. He had like a homeless guy beard in that movie. I don't get it.
See, I didn't like the way he looked in Game of Thrones.
When I was a kid, Aquaman was clean shaven and blonde. Like he was like a, I don't know. He looked like a schoolboy. Now Aquaman's like tatted up, long hair, giant beard. I mean, times have changed.
They have changed.
The look that the Zack Snyder was the original. You know, he did Batman vs. Superman, Justice League. He did all that, and he's the guy that casted Jason Momoa. And when he brought him in, he said, "I really liked what you looked like in Game of Thrones," and that's the look that they were going for.
Okay.
And there was an Easter egg, if you caught that, in one of the scenes where he was on the boat.
No.
Okay.
I didn't catch that. I'm not an Easter egg finder.
Yeah. He had his hair tied up, and then he had seaweed on his forearms.
Oh, yeah. I remember that when he was healing.
Yeah. He looked like Khal Drogo.
Oh, okay. It was fine. It wasn't a crappy movie, but it's not. I don't understand why it's getting like worldwide phenomena status. I don't get that.
It's because the Chinese love it.
I guess so.
No, I think Rotten Tomatoes is, I think it, the score's fair. It's like, I think last time I checked, it was like 67%. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it's probably about right.
But yeah, the Chinese love Jason Momoa and they're blowing up. And I think the box office for the reviews that it's getting, I think is fair too. In the U.S., it made what? It opened up at 70 something and then it did another 60 the second weekend. So yeah. I think that's fair too.
Yeah.
So he says, I feel like all the new DC movies are better the second or third time you watch. I agree. A lot of those I said, so the first time. But I feel that way about most comic book movies, with the exception of Deadpool, which is, you know, different. And it's supposed to be funny, and it is. But like Infinity War, I loved the second time I saw it. And the first time I was just kind of, eh. But you're right about the wrestling thing. You know what else is exactly like that? Every battle scene in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
because you have this great battle, and then it's, you know, suddenly it's looking bleak, and then here comes somebody at the last minute to save you.
Yeah.
It works. It's been working for wrestling.
You don't know how they got there that fast.
No, no.
And they're never going to explain it because, I mean, that would take too much effort.
Yeah, 713-780-ESPN. I will always say that Batman's my favorite because Batman's possible. If you just get a rich guy with a bunch of stuff, and in the Nolan movies, there wasn't anything supernatural or crazy or anything like that. It was just straightforward. So,
Drunk Bevo says, hate to geek out, but comic book Aquaman is way more powerful than cartoon Aquaman. He is weaker than Superman, but his skin is hard because of adapting to water pressure. I get that, but Aquaman's not... Was he bulletproof in comic books? I mean, that can't be.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's
too
long
much
time.
Power.
I never
Aquaman.
Really read Aquaman comic books. I did read some Justice League ones.
I always thought like if Aquaman was able to I thought maybe Aquaman, that orange shirt, I thought maybe that was like some sort of protection for him. But he was like wearing no shirt and getting stabbed in the chest, and people were like, "Sorry, you broke my I broke your sword on my chest. Sorry, bro."
So he said that one battle that worked was the Battle of the Bastards. No, the Battle of the Blackwater did that because Stannis came in at the last. I mean, Tywin came in at the end. The battle at North of the Wall when Stannis came in at the last minute. Every single one of them. I think the only ones that didn't were when Daenerys beat the crap out of the Lannisters with her dragons. That was a pretty good ass kicking. Nobody came to save the day that time. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey,
but didn't they kill a dragon?
No, that was.
That was the Night King killed.
Yeah,
that
when she went to rescue.
Yeah,
almost killed a dragon.
He converted it, right?
Yeah, he turned it into a nice dragon.
No, I meant like Battle of Black. Well, no, what was that? When Daenerys came.
Yeah,
yeah, they almost killed
killed one there, but then the one that it actually got killed was the Night King people. I don't know if it was the actual Night King, but one of those people.
Yeah, and, you know, that wasn't really a battle. That was because they had that stupid idea to go and kidnap a white to prove to Cersei. That was just the dumbest plan ever. They had no business up there. It cost them a dragon.
Yep.
Very dumb. I've been watching some of the old ones. I'm getting so ready for Game of Thrones this year. All right, guys. Tell you what, looking for something to do this weekend? Want to get in on some live Greyhound racing? You know where to go. Golf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, right off of exit 15. And they've got live races every Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at noon. So you can get your Greyhound on twice, as a matter of fact, this weekend. And the season features a $50,000 Texas Bred Showdown Stakes. And you can always go for simulcasting. They've got simulcasting 7 days a week. Track opens 11 every morning, and they've got simulcasting of greyhounds, of horse racing, all of it. And you can go and bet anytime. But it's pretty rare to have live greyhound racing now, and if you want to do that, the best time to go is right now. You can go tomorrow at 7, Sunday at noon, and it's a lot of fun to get out there and watch the greyhounds run live, and doesn't happen very often anymore. So go out there, get your wager on, get your drink on, have some fun. Visit GulfGreyhound.com. Once again, exit 15 in Lamarck. Can't miss it if you're on your way to Galveston. Just take a right turn. GulfGreyhound.com. Live greyhound racing right now.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. J-Rap says Jon Snow got his butt handed to him at Hard Home as well. Yeah, that was where he had to go rescue as many of the wildlings as he could from the Night King. But yeah. Jay Garcia says Spider-Verse was really good. Took my kid. You've seen that, John, right?
No, that's one of the movies I need to go see.
Let's squeeze in a call. DJ, what's up?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you,
sir. I just wanted to toss you a quick Aquaman fact. Underwater, his strength comparable to Superman. They've quoted in the comics. Also, one of his feats of strength he's been seen in the comics where he carries a cruise ship with one arm on the land.
Yeah.
Which is the kind of strength stat there.
It's too much. Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know. And Drunk Bevo says maybe they're trying to overcompensate for having such a corny character, but I just don't want Aquaman to be that powerful. He shouldn't be. Well, like, we need to have, there's got to be a power ranking system where certain superheroes are allowed to be super powerful, and then there's some that are less powerful. It's just, there's always a pecking order. And Aquaman's never been that high in the pecking order. Nor should he be.
No.
It's a horrible character.
Mm. I think you're getting some of them that are just too powerful on both sides, frankly. Because apparently Captain Marvel is supposed to be the,
yeah,
you know, unstoppable thing that can fly through space. So, I like the ones that have some vulnerability.
Yeah.
Because you can identify with that. I can't identify with a guy who can pick up a trident and kill anything he wants.
You know who else I used to think was too powerful for a superhero for like what he was as a superhero? Jong, are you going to join in on this conversation? We're talking about superheroes and you're texting. What's going on here?
Oh, no, I'm tweeting back.
Okay.
Listening.
We're talking directly to you. You're the only one who cares about this stuff. Silver Surfer was so powerful for being like a role-playing character.
Well, he was also a servant of Galactus.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, what could kill Silver Surfer?
Galactus.
That's it, right?
Well, he couldn't kill him, but he was like, he had his wife or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was blackmailing him.
Basically the servant of Galactus, yes.
But could he kill him?
I don't remember.
I don't know if Silver Surfer can die.
Well, if you get that board off him, that's how they did in the movie.
But like Silver Surfer's
got no power without the board.
Silver Surfer's like he's a pretty fringe superhero. I mean, not like super fringe. Like most comic book guys have seen Silver Surfer, but he's not a. Is he like a top 20 Marvel character?
I would think so. I mean, if you depending on how many X-Men you're including.
Well, he's one of my favorites. I don't really like the X-Men. He's one of the few all powerful ones that I
like. If you say the X-Men are one little entity, then because it's a franchise,
no,
then yeah,
that's like saying Fantastic Four are all one entity.
Then Silver Surfer probably depends on if you're asking right now. Then no, he's not
okay.
Because all the MCU characters have surpassed anybody that Fox or Sony has put out there except for Spider-Man.
Okay. Jean Grey, I've always thought, was too powerful, too. It's too much. It's too much power for a woman.
Damn, Russians just scored.
Oh, no.
2-1 USA.
Oh, okay. USA scored last time since we've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. So it's 2-1 right now, second period. Damn Russians.
Let's see. Here, I'm trying to find something like a popularity ranking of these superheroes. I don't know how much credit I can give this one because, now granted, this was made in 2014. So Marvel character popularity poll, and this is clearly no longer the case. There are some guys that are way more popular now than are on this list. For instance, they have Iron Man at number 20.
Oh yeah, he's
Iron Man is top five, three
at least. Yeah,
it's Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Iron Man are top three, right?
Yes,
that's the most popular. And it used to be Spider-Man and Wolverine. Then when this new generation of Avengers movies came out, Iron Man joined that group.
What's ironic is before Downey became Iron Man, they were basically all the Avengers. They were the least popular characters of all the Marvel property, like the comics.
Yeah,
and they were almost gonna basically not do Iron Man comics anymore because it didn't sell. And then they ended up making the Iron Man movie and then gained popularity. And now it's, top three, I would say.
Yeah. So here's the here's their rankings.
Wolverine's much lower in my personal rankings.
But I mean, popularity-wise, he's way up there.
Yeah.
Their rankings, 1, Spider-Man. You can't argue that.
No.
2, Storm.
Ridiculous.
Storm's not more popular than Wolverine. I don't. In what world? 3, Wolverine. 4, Rogue. Rogue is like maybe the. She might be top 7 X-Men. Maybe. She's the 4th ahead of the Hulk.
Can we just take the X-Men out of here, frankly, other than Wolverine?
5, Thor. 6, another crappy X-Men. Nightcrawler. 6th most popular? Come on. 7, Gambit. Gambit used to be my favorite X-Man, but he's not popular because he's not in any of the movies.
Yeah,
he's in
my
one movie.
He was my favorite, too.
I loved him, but they have not done a good job of making a Gambit. They had Taylor Kitsch try to be Gambit in one movie. I think it was a Wolverine movie.
Yeah, Channing Tatum's been tied to this for about Gambit movie for about 5 to 7 years or so. And I think
Gambit could be a cool movie, but they don't know how to do it. Jean Grey, number 8. Captain America, number 9.
That's a top 5 character now.
Yes, yeah. I agree. I think now your top 5 is Spider-Man, Wolverine, Iron Man, Hulk, and Captain America.
Popularity-wise. I think Captain America is above the Hulk.
Yeah, oh, I'm just saying in some order.
Oh, okay.
Though, I wouldn't say that, Captain America probably is ahead of Hulk. But I think Hulk rounds out the top 5. I think Hulk is more popular than say, like Thor or some of the other fringe events, like Black Widow or Hawkeye or whatever. Even Doctor Strange, who's super powerful, but I don't think he's that popular. 10, Cyclops. 11, Magneto.
Just stop with the X-Men.
12, please. Emma Frost. 13, Kitty Pryde. And then 14 is Daredevil. Kitty Pryde is more popular than Daredevil. What are we doing here? Carol Danvers, who I think that's Captain Marvel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they use her regular name. 16, Psylocke. 17, Magic. 18, Hulk. 19, Doctor Doom. 20, Iron Man.
Doctor Doom greater than Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
No.
And then, so some of the notable ones that, and these in particular had to have changed since 2014. Doctor Strange, they have at 27. He's moved way up since then.
Yeah.
Deadpool, 29. Way up since then. Black Panther, 34. Way up since 2014. So, yeah, they're still. Punisher, number 50? Number 50? That's an insult.
I think you should do your own list.
They have Bucky Barnes at 39 and Punisher at 50. This is the stupidest list.
Well, at 2014, you know, there was no Punisher TV show to speak of.
Comic books alone.
Yeah. Bucky Barnes was the Winter Soldier and became Captain America.
Okay. What do you know about Moon Knight?
Moon Knight's actually pretty popular.
More popular than Punisher?
In 2014? Maybe.
What show was Moon Knight in?
Well, I mean, he wasn't in any show, but neither was the Punisher. And they made two really bad Punisher movies at that point.
Yeah. Who's Rachel Gray?
The other one.
You don't even know?
No.
50 Shades of Grey.
She's number 40 and Punisher's 50. You've never even heard of Rachel Gray. And you're a nerd. Who's Namor?
Namor is their version of Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh, he should be. He's 35th.
They're thinking about making that movie, too.
We don't need another. No, we don't need another water movie.
Oh, here's another one that's moved well up. Two more that have moved well up since then. Number 75, Star-Lord.
Yeah, he should be.
He's way up.
He's top 25 now for sure.
And 78, Venom. 92, Galactus. Number 100, The Human Torch. Number 100, behind Phantom X. I don't even know what Phantom X is. Is that like a Mexican ghost, Phantom X?
See. DJ Hollygrove says, who made that list? Checking for most of them. He hadn't heard that
observation much. Deck.
Okay, well, they need to stop observing. And Dustin said, I bet that came out on the heels of an X-Man movie. Probably. But I don't. To me, the only X-Man that's even remotely interesting is Wolverine. The rest of them you can have. All right.
This list looks more accurate. I should have read this one first.
Where's Ant-Man?
Ant-Man in 2014 was nowhere to be found.
That's ridiculous.
So this, we'll go to break, but there's a list on Ranker that looks a little bit more reasonable.
All right.
Ant-Man is 39 on that list.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. I mean, he's on my list, he'd be higher. But
yeah.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Apparently we have a very angry caller who wants us to talk sports.
God, like, are you new to the show, sir?
Well, maybe we're not for you.
It's all, I mean...
We will get the sports, by the way.
This show's never been all about sports.
He apparently called the usual suspect the unusual suspects.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, they are a little unusual. So, I get that. But no, hey, stick around. You know we're going to do it at 5 o'clock. We'll go through all four NFL games for you. How about that?
Yeah.
That's sports. You know what's going to happen at 6 o'clock? RJ Bell. You know what that is?
Sports.
Sports. It's gambling, but it's sports. I don't know. Maybe we should talk about Dak Prescott. Is Dak Prescott an elite quarterback, AJ? Is he going to lead the Dallas Cowboys to the promised land?
Like, what are we doing? If sports is all you care about, you're a weirdo. I always say that. Like, broaden your interests a little bit. That's on you, sir.
Oh, Russians going on the power play here.
Oh,
US up 2-1.
Stop talking so much sport.
Okay. You know what? Maybe we should just do Marvel the whole show.
Why don't we put that guy on the air? The talk more sports guy.
Oh, I don't know. Barry was talking to him.
Well, he's welcome to come on.
We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah.
Talk sports guy.
Yeah, I want to hear your reasoning. That's all. Why are you listening to the show? Hey, you know, how you think those Indianapolis Colts are going to do against the Texans? Because I don't think y'all mentioned that all week long.
Yeah,
like 500 times.
That's the other thing. I talked sports for the last hour of the unusual suspects.
Oh, no. So. You were talking fashion. That was one of his points.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So maybe this is your fault. What is your problem, Laminac? He's in there. He's in there doing gestures.
Oh, there was somebody else who came in here, another stand-up comedian, who came in here and he ran some jokes by us. Didn't go great. But after he threw a couple jokes out there, he was like, "Oh, by the way, I do some stand-up comedy on the side." It's like, "Oh, I never would have guessed."
Interesting.
Is he going to be?
I don't know. And
because now when you said interesting instead of commenting, it made me think that he must be going to be working here. And I didn't want to piss him off.
No, I don't care. I'll piss off anybody. It doesn't matter. unless his name is David Gow, I'm not really worried about pissing off anybody around here. I ran into him on the elevator on the way down too. So
he apparently came up here dressed like a homeless man. And Graham told him to go back and change, and came back in a suit.
Good call.
Yep. And Michael and Esme said the same thing about him. It was just weird.
All I would say is, if you're applying for a job at this company, you might ought to know who we are. I mean, I'm not that big of a diva about things, but you kind of think you ought to know who your top show is.
Joel told him I was an intern.
Oh, my
favorite part of the day.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, I've always had a theory about this. And maybe it's wrong. But, you know, we've had some success, so maybe not. But when we were noon to two, back then we were sandwiched by Colin Cowherd and SVP or Tirico.
Yeah.
And it was all sports. So I thought it was kind of fun to mix it up for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Because people do listen all day. And now I kind of feel like in this spot at 4 to 7, everybody's heard sports all day. So we'll do sports because it's there. And there's some important stuff coming up this weekend that we'll talk about. But, you know, you want to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you really want to hear us talk about James Harden for 30 minutes?
I don't want to talk about that for 30 minutes.
Oh, here's what we can do, AJ. Which superhero does James Harden most resemble?
Ooh, Hawkman.
Hawkman?
Not Hawkeye, Hawkman.
Okay. That's something that...
My favorite James Harden story from today was a fake Adrian Wojnarowski Twitter handle tweeted out a fake quote from last night's press conference. And it said, James Harden told media... You can call me R. Kelly because I'm out here abusing these young kids. And then it said, expect a reprimand from Adam Silver. So because it put that last part in, everybody thought it was serious and went crazy on it. I love when that happens. Love it. fake Woj bomb.
But why do we get fooled by these fake accounts so often?
I don't know.
And like people will...
Twitter, they give you an out like where there's a blue check. Like you can tell. Which one's real and which one's not, but people see it and they're like, "Oh my God, I've got to retweet this."
Yeah, except we don't have
blue checks.
We're not important.
But supposedly you have to request a blue check.
Not anymore. I think they stopped that process.
Oh, okay. So now they just hand them out?
No. I think I don't think they're doing anymore unless you're like super popular.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So we're never gonna get one.
Probably not.
Cody Stutes has one.
Yeah.
That's all right. I don't need that stupid blue check. I'm not worried about it.
I think people know who you are.
I mean, my Twitter handle is AJ is the real, so there's no confusing if I'm a real one or a fake one.
But what if somebody like turned one of the L's to a 1 and started tweeting from your account?
I would fight them.
You just invited somebody to do that. There's like 10 people right now trying to start that account.
Yeah, I don't care.
So did you find a better list? You said though. So this is just for that caller because he made that suggestion.
Really, that's where you want to go?
Yeah, that's where I want to go right now.
Oh, boy.
This is just for you, sir.
That's okay. That's mighty petty of you, but okay. Ranker.com did a list. Their list seems more accurate, at least more reasonable. Spider-Man, Wolverine, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor is their top five.
Okay.
Hulk, Deadpool, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Daredevil, Storm, Professor X, Jean Grey, Silver Surfer, Rogue, Punisher, Cyclops, Colossus, Gambit, Nightcrawler, Beast, Star-Lord, Iceman, Scarlet Witch, Groot. That's your top 25.
Groot greater than Ant-Man?
Greater than Ant-Man. Mm. Ghost Rider, 26. Ghost Rider used to be a popular comic book character. I think then they made that Nicolas Cage movie, and people were like, oh.
They made more than one Nicolas Cage movie.
Those were bad.
I think that's why the Hulk is probably suffering a little bit, because the movies are so bad.
Black Widow, 27, which is unbelievable, because, I mean, Scarlett Johansson's so hot. By the way, doesn't the girl in Aquaman look like sort of a broke-ass Scarlett Johansson? And she almost sounds like her.
No. She doesn't.
You didn't catch that vibe?
No, not, maybe because I've seen Amber Heard in a lot of other things.
I feel like she's a knockoff Scarlett Johansson.
She was the one that was married to Johnny Depp for a while. And
then he said that he's crazy. And
abusive.
Yeah.
And before she was with Johnny Depp, she was playing for the other team. And everyone was like, when she married Johnny Depp, everyone was like, oh my God, you got her to turn, you know.
Ant-Man number 39 on this list.
That's still too low.
Ahead of Moon Knight, at least.
Mm. I think your angry guy's back. I want to get him on.
Well,
he's not ready yet.
He's going to have to wait through the break.
He may just be yelling at the poor intern.
He's going to have to wait through the break. I got to tell you about my computer career. let's talk about a graduate that used to work somewhere like a Quickie Mart, a job he couldn't get out of quick enough. He was such a great student that they hired him as a mentor. And that's what My Computer Career does. Because their program is designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. So if you're not waking up every day stoked to go to work, check out mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no worries. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online. Two or three times a week, you'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And guys, check out all of our great map properties. Culture Map, which we don't go anywhere anymore without looking to see what's on Culture Map,
right.
See what's going on. Innovation Map, which is really growing fast. And of course, Sports Map.
Where we talk about sports.
You get lots of sports on Sports Map.
All sports.
So you can just go to sportsmap.com.
All the time.
And you know some of the sporty stuff on there right now? Would you like to know?
Sure. Tell me some.
Joel Blank has a video on James Harden. And
he's a sports ball player.
Also, and I wanted to pitch this. There's a really good interview this morning with Dana Holgorsen by Granato and Raheel.
That's sports ball coach.
We pulled that out, and that's on there. We've got Cody Stutes' advance on Texans Colts. And Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters, which are on fire. So that's all on sportsmap.com. Please go check it out. All right. You want to talk to your boy here?
Does he not have a real name? Did they just write him down?
It just says angry caller. Yeah.
So, John, just be pre-warned. They told me that he's like he's going crazy and he's hard to have a conversation with. So if I give you this hand signal, that means just mute him so I can think and talk. Because this isn't the Angry Caller show.
You got it.
Although he seems to want to program it. Hello, Angry Caller. Sports to you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
No, there's nothing on my... I listen. This is what I do. I work driving. I listen to the radio. All I listen to is sports. I'm not saying every little detail, every play, but you guys... And then, wait a minute, let me back up. First of all, you're supposed to be professionals. And then once I hang up, then you get back on the air and you start making mockery. Okay, you're a big grown guy.
I'm the one who asked to put you on, dude.
Okay, I know. But being too, that makes you look real professional. Okay. All I ask is that every day, all day, I listen to your radio station. And then I put up last week, I put up with, I like the radio shows, but then when you're talking about things that I can go home and talk to my grandkids about, okay, what does this have to do with anything? I'm not telling you how to do your job. You can do your radio show however you want to do it. But I'm tuning in to talk sports radio. I'm not tuning in to Marvel to hear who dresses this way and who dress. If I'm listening to that, what is the purpose? I shouldn't even tune in. And guess who's most important? The listener.
Okay. Guess who's had the number one show 11 of the last 12 months? Do you think that we haven't like figured this out? Listen, we've been doing this show for like 10 years and we've had some good success. I understand. Maybe we're not programming to you particularly, and that's okay. Not every show is for everybody. So when you're watching television and a show comes on that you don't like after your favorite show, do you keep watching because you're like brainwashed and that's just the only option you have?
You're still making innuendos, sir. Let me.
I'm not making you. I'm saying what I mean. It's ridiculous.
Every sports radio show has different topics.
This isn't a sports radio show.
You can learn about a different trade. You can learn about different things. That's just like whatever. Anything else? Don't knock me because I love sports. If you don't love sports, why did you become a sports commentator?
I'm not a sports commentator. I'm an entertainer. This is not a sports radio show. This is a radio show.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know. What is it? The Blitz. The Blitz is sports. Doesn't mean the Blitz at a peak time as far as listeners, because you have your drive time, which is what, 3 to 5. I'm familiar with radio. So you have your morning drive. So I don't know if it's not a sports.
So the name of the show should dictate the content, because the Usual Suspects, that's not a sports themed show. So are they okay to not talk about sports because?
No, you guys talk about sports more than Unusual Suspects.
Sir, I gotta ask you an honest question, and I'm not trying to be rude here. If you don't like the content, why are you listening?
Don't even worry about it. Because as of now, the way that you guys treated me...
How did I...
You treated me...
You poorly.
You treated me like crap, and you talked about me on air after I came, called and made a comment. And then you guys thought that I was going to call and be yelling and cussing. We on the air, and you're going to cut me off, mute me, and do all those
That's because
things.
That's how you talk to our interns, sir.
I'm bigger than that.
That's how you talk to our intern.
So, I'm adult enough to say what I need to say,
but
and I say what I mean.
But you're not adult enough to talk to our interns like they're humans.
No. So after you don't have to worry about it. After this day, from that, once I listen to Stephen A. and listen to those other guys, the goal is, and all that in the morning, you don't have to worry about this listener listening to you because you just lost one.
Okay.
Good for you.
Cool.
Good for you. That's that. But then you want to brag about your ratings and all those. Who's listening to you?
Not you.
I know it.
Let me tell you the reality of radio. People like you make people like me, because what you do is you listen and you bitch and complain, and then you show up the next day to listen to see if I give you something to bitch and complain about. You're like a sheep, and I love it. You're so weak-minded that you keep showing up. Even though you say you hate it, you'll be back tomorrow, good sir.
Well, not tomorrow because it's Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you'll be back Monday to see if I say something again to piss you off, because that's what you do. That's what I love. The people who love the content of our show, I love our listeners who are normal humans and have interest outside of just sports. I know that's, clearly the minority, but the people, and I've dealt with this my entire career. People who tell me they hate my show because I'm too negative or I don't talk enough sports. But those people keep tweeting me and they keep calling back and saying, here he goes again. Here he goes again. I don't know why I listen to this dummy. I don't care if you like me or not. You're going to keep coming back because you're a sucker. And don't tell me that I'm like treating you poorly when I got a full report on how you talked to our intern. So you want to talk about professionalism? Like, don't call bullying people who aren't even getting paid to be here.
Yeah, screaming at a college student, and we're the guys with no class.
I have time for this, Fred. Give me a break.
Yeah, this is her experience with us now.
Yeah.
Her future in the business.
Barry had to take the phone call.
Yeah.
Because the guy's yelling at our young... How old's that girl?
20, 21.
Yelling at our 20-year-old intern? All right, dude, you're a big man.
Well, apparently, according to Barry, he's now our owner.
A big sportsy man.
Yeah,
Barry. Who only likes to hear about sports and red meat. So manly.
Plus, I think if you love Stephen A. Smith, you're not going to like this show.
Yeah. Not for everyone, and that's okay. If you like Stephen A. Smith, you probably won't like our show. Because, you know, I'm not crazy about Stephen A. Smith's show. So it puts us in the same boat. You know, different strokes for different folks, as they say. So stroke on, my man. Stroke on. Stroke hard.
You know what we're going to do when we come back? Just for you, who's no longer listening?
Sports.
Yes. 97.5.